Good morning, everybody. We are in Parashat Shmini, and we also between Purim and Pesach. And last week, we started talking about sacrifices.
Last week you went here.
I know. That's why I'm going to talk. That's why I'm going to combine last week with this week, with next week. Anyway, talking about sacrifices, the interesting point is, thank you.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam she'akol nihya bidvaro.
Okay. Yeah, I poured a lot
drink somewhere. So, when talking about sacrifices, one of the interesting things is to know which one of the sacrifices is more important than the others. So we can think to ourselves, if we have a sacrifice that all goes to God, and we have a sacrifice that a part goes to God and a part to human, so which one is going to be the more important?
To God.
The one that goes to God. The one that goes completely to God means he's holier. Okay, holier. And here we have a very interesting point. Korban HaTamid, which is Korban Ola, that's what it's called, Korban HaOla. And this Korban HaTamid, it's every day, twice a day, it opens all the sacrifices and it closes everything. In other words, there is nothing before and nothing beyond. In other words, in the morning, the first korban is korban atamid, and in the evening, the last korban is korban atamid, and all the other sacrifices are in between. And we have korban chatat, which is the one of the most famous korbanot, because this korban is if you sin by mistake, of course. So you bring korban chatat. Chatat is a chet is a sin. You did. So korban haola. Morning and night go completely to God, the holiest of all the korbanot. And what it is all about, what is this korban haola about? Why do we bring korban haola? Very interesting, on thoughts, not on deeds, on thoughts. We have bad thoughts, the korban is purifying us from all those bad thoughts. So now, Korban HaChatat, that we bring on something we do, we did an action, we would think that it is more important than when you think. Wouldn't you? I thought, but I didn't do it, so what's the problem? But here I did something. Okay, bad thoughts are bad, but the worst thing is to do something bad.
Your thoughts are the first step to do.
The Torah is telling us that thoughts are more important than the deeds.
The father of the deeds.
Whatever you do starts with thinking. And by the way, somebody who doesn't think, what is it?
It's nothing.
It's an animal. Animal that works on instincts. In other words, the power of a human being is his mind, his seichel, the thoughts. And let's see how interesting this is. So, we had Purim. And on Purim, there's a very interesting halacha. By the way, if you live in Ranana, and you have to read the Megillah on Yudalit, on the 14th of the month. In Yerushalayim, they read it on Tetvav, on the 15th of the month. Now, if you, because it's a city that is surrounded with a wall from the day of Yoshua Binun, there's also very interesting halacha, because you haven't got no other place where you have certain things are done in different days. It's either you do them at the same day, or sometimes you add a day, like in Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov, you have Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Shel Galuyot, but you don't have different celebrations. And here you have a really different celebration. Now, somebody decided on Thursday noon, 12 o'clock, after we read the Megillah here in Ra'anana, I'm going to Jerusalem. And I'm going to stay there till Friday afternoon. Then I come back to Ra'anana. Why?
If you're in a place on Shushan Purim,
yes,
you have to stay there till it goes out. I don't think you can.
No, what you have to do is you have to read the Megillah there, yeah, and do the mitzvahs of Purim there. In other words, you will celebrate Purim twice. In other words, it's not, you can leave, and now you get a very interesting aloha. Now there is a very interesting aloha. Let's imagine to yourself that this guy, who was thinking to stay in Jerusalem in the morning of Friday, but at the end something didn't come out the way he wanted, and he had to leave Jerusalem in the middle of the night. What is going to be his din now? The aloha says, you thought of staying there, so at that moment you made yourself as a guy that lives in Jerusalem. In other words, even if you come back to Ra'anana, you will have either to go back to Jerusalem to read the Megillah, or you will read it here in Ra'anana. You have to. Why? Because you thought about being in Jerusalem at the day, so you are a Ben Yerushalayim. This goes also reverse on the other side around, if Jerusalem comes here, but we not go to all the thing. The idea is that again we see that what is making your role, the thing, the thought. Also, let's go to the sacrifice. Sacrifice, if I think about any of the sacrifices, to eat it not at the right time. Because, for example, most of the sacrifices you're allowed to eat, you have to eat them, day and night, that's it. When the morning comes, it's finished. So, also, there are certain places you're allowed to eat the korban. Some in the Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat them outside Yerushalayim. So,
others you have to eat outside.
So, let's see, if somebody had a thought, I am going to eat this korban the next day. So this is not right. It's wrong. I'm going to eat the korban outside Jerusalem. Also wrong. But at the end, he ate it in Jerusalem and he ate it on time. Is the korban okay or not? The Torah says, no.
Because your mind.
Because you thought when you brought the sacrifice, you thought wrong. And the minute you thought wrong, you made pasul the korban. The pasul is not, the korban is nothing. Not worth. And again we see, what is the main thing?
Your mind.
The mind, the thought. Now let's go to Purim. What is the idea behind drinking wine? What really our sages wanted us to be shikr and roll around the streets and talk stupid and do, let's say, bad things? Definitely not. So what is the idea? So the Gemara says, Nichnas yain, yatsa sod. When you drink wine, your secrets come out. We all know when somebody drinks, his mouth is open, like it frees. You want to hear what he really thinks? Give him a drink. He drinks and then he tells you all the real thoughts. In other words, again, the idea is to discover the inside of the guy. Again, the thoughts that you don't take out. So when you drink the wine, if you are filled with Torah and good deeds, drink! Because what's going to come out? Torah, good things. But if you are a crook, and you full up with dirt, you better off don't drink.
I want to quickly say something. I was in Lakewood for Purim many years ago, and we went to visit someone, and there was a guy, he was completely drunk, and I didn't realize he was drunk. He was as gentle as a lamb, and he only spoke Torah, and then afterwards my cousin said to me, he's drunk.
And I want to tell you, it's well-known a fact that during Purim, a lot of the Hasidim used to come to the Rebbe and sit with him while he drinks. Why? Because the Rebbe was full with Torah and secrets of Torah, Kabbalah and all those things. And normally during the year, he wouldn't talk about it. But the minute he was drinking and getting drunk, he was starting taking out all the secrets of the Torah. So the Hasidim were waiting for the Rebbe to tell them secrets of Torah. So in other words, Purim is a very interesting thing. It's not so simple as we think, and that's the whole idea. It's not like it looks. Why do you disguise yourself? Again, You want either to hide your real truth, or normally a kid, what would he want to disguise to? Something he wants to be. Sometimes it's what the parents want him to be, because they put the disguise on him. In other words, here again, you reveal your inside. That's the idea of Purim. It's not the outside. That Megillat Esther is Megillat Esther, called also Esther, Aster, Aster Panai. It's, you don't see anything. Because if you read the Megillah, it's like a nice story. If you don't connect the things together, you don't see the miracle. You don't see the miracle. Only if you connect the whole thing. And because of this, there is a very interesting law of Purim that you're not allowed to read the sixth chapter before the first, or the three, and the four, and the three. You have to read it as it is written. And it sounds very strange to take a law like this, because normally what would you do? Would you start from the beginning? You start from the beginning and read it. But in Purim, it's especially important, because otherwise you don't see the miracle. And again, if we're talking about secrets of the Torah, every time there's written a melech, there is only one melech. And this is Melech Malchei Amlachim, God. There is only one king. So, in other words, the Megillah is so covered on a cover, that we think that Hashverosh is a king. Hashverosh is the king?
No.
There is only one king.
Hashem.
And this is also the idea of drinking and not knowing the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman. Blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. Because really, if you think about it, there is no difference. Because Haman is not doing the decisions. Who is doing the decisions?
Hashem.
God. So in other words, we find out that the thoughts behind the deeds, the inside, is the important part. Because without the inside, there is no outside. Or otherwise, the outside means nothing. Then, we know that we have to eat on Purim. And we have to drink wine. On Pesach, the same thing. We also have to eat. We have to eat matzah. And then we also have to drink the four glasses of wine. And from the other side, in our parsha is written to the Kohanim that they're not allowed to drink wine before they go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the temple. Now, is wine good or bad?
It's the way you use it.
In other words, that's the same idea. When we look in our parsha, we see fire comes from heaven. Twice. And one after another. The first time the fire comes is to eat the sacrifices that Aaron brings. The second time, a pasuk later, the two sons of Aaron go in and they bring something they were ordered to bring. They want to get closer to God. And then what happens? Again, a fire comes, but it eats them. What is the difference? The difference is that we have to understand, even if we are holy more than holy, there is only one who tells us what to do. And it doesn't matter who we are and what we want to do. It is God. It's like the Meraglim came out and told Am Yisrael, we cannot go in. Am Yisrael says, cry, we're not going in. The next morning, they understood they did a mistake. They did tshuva. They want to go in. What did Moshe tell them? You cannot go in. They went in and they were killed. Why? They did tshuva. Because that's exactly the idea. A mitzvah is when I do what God metzaveoti, what God is ordering me to do. Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah. Even if I think it's a mitzvah. It's a very complicated issue, and that's why I connect it to Purim and to wine. Because those are deep things. They are the things that are inside us. We don't always see them. That's why on Purim, we have to reveal the truth behind the story. And now, we are in a procedure to build ourselves, to get to Pesach ready. Because now when we understand that the important thing behind everything is the thought, is the inside, so we have to prepare ourselves to the Seder night. And not come to the Seder night and sit, Okay, let's read the Agada. That's not the way it works. We have to work on it. We have to try and find out what it's all about, to prepare ourselves, to have the good intention. And that gets us to eating. Eating is also a very interesting thing. What is so important about eating? Oh, look at the Jewish holidays. Everything is around
eating.
Sudat Purim, you had to eat. Pesach, you had to eat. Shabbos, you have to eat. And also wine, with everything. So what's drinking and eating? We also laugh, always laugh. Wherever is an opportunity to eat and drink, the Jews do it. All the time. Every time, eating and drinking. What's the idea? The idea is very interesting.
But we make a kiddush.
In other words, what we do is, we take the physical world and combine it with the spiritual world. And this is our job. The parasha starts, Vayihi b'yom ha-shmini. What is the Yom HaShmini? The Yom HaShmini, we can say, is, for example, the day after the seventh day, which is Sunday, for example. If we start counting for Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbat, Shmini. So the Sunday can also be the eighth day. Also in Pesach, after we finish the 7 days, we have the Yom HaShmini. The eighth day. What is the eighth day? The eighth day is, they say, above nature. The eighth day is really the power that you were given to go on with your life. Some people think that the most important thing is, I come to shul, I daven, I do mitzvah, and then I'm okay. That's not worshipping God, that's not working for God. There is Mizmor LeTodah, a psalm of Tehillim. Very interesting. We say it instead of Korban Todah. What is Korban Todah? Sacrifice of thanks to God about something that happened to us. Oh, just thanking God. And there is Mizmor LeTodah, and it's written in Mizmor LeTodah, Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo'u lefana birnana. Worship God with joy and come to Him with happiness. Birnana, whatever you call it. Says the Rashar Hirsch, if we think, what is Avodat Hashem? We say it's sacrifices, that's Avodat Hashem. Or, instead of sacrifices, going davening to God. Says the Rashar Hirsch, that's only a mean to get to the mission. What is the mission? The normal life, the daily life, every minute and minute. If do it Hashem besimcha, is to worship God in every second of our life. That's working for God. That's worshiping God. That's living with God. That's the idea. You have to live with God. And if you understand and realize the spiritual side of things, and you connect yourself to God, you can get to the level of doing it happily, even if sometimes the circumstances are not so happy. It's very difficult. Last week, on Motzei Shabbos, I went to China, through Hong Kong. Yeah. I got...
Where did you go?
To Hong Kong.
Oh.
In order to get from there to China. Hong Kong is not China. It's a, today it belongs to China, but it's an international city.
It's
like a state by itself.
It's crazy.
Yes. Anyway, we get to Hong Kong after around 11 hours of flight. The flight was, Baruch Hashem, very good. I even was successful of sleeping. We get to Hong Kong. We get this special service of taxis that take you to the border. And then after the border, they take you to, I had to go to Guangzhou, whatever. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I'm going to make it short. I get to the border, and they check my passport. My visa to China was finished, expired a week and a half ago. Now what do you do? You're in the middle of nowhere, on the border, you're not allowed to go in. What are you going to do? So they tell me you have to go out. I said, well, I've got an exhibition. As I said, you have to go out, you get to the border, and you take a special visa for 5 days, and then you can come back. So where do I go? It's already late. Says there is a place where there is a visa office open 24 hours. But nobody speaks English. Nobody understands what I want. And we're starting going from a bus. We get to a taxi. He wants it. And there is another interesting thing. In China, they take their own currency, and in Hong Kong they have their own currency. Now the Hong Kong, especially on the, when you're in the border, they insist about taking only Hong Kong dollar. So this taxi driver wants 200 Hong Kong dollar. It's around 100 check or whatever. But that's not the thing. I haven't got Hong Kong dollars. And he doesn't take anything else. And suddenly I remember that I've got in my bag from the last trip, I've got maybe something with the Hong Kong dollars. And I found exactly 200 Hong Kong dollars that he wanted. Miracle. We go on this taxi. He brings us to this nowhere place. And I see buses, a bus station. Everybody is Chinese there. No foreigners. Only Chinese. All the signs are in Chinese. Nothing in English. What do I do? What do you want? Any? Out.
Says, you out. Where? Many times.
Anyway, we're going out. We found ourselves in a bus full with Chinese. They don't understand the word we want to talk. Common people like. It's like this is the way that they cross the border. Whatever. I have to tell you, at that day, I think I went through 4 or 5 buses. From border to border, every time you go out of the bus, you go on the bus, you go to check, they check you, check the passport, check the thing. Eventually, I get to this passport place, and he tells me, you cannot get to Guangzhou. I can tell you, give you only a visa to Shenzhen. If you want to Guangzhou, you have to go back to Hong Kong, and tomorrow morning, at 10 o'clock, you go to this and that office, and then you can issue a visa. He says, but I don't know what to do. No, this is like, I'm really... At the end of it. That's it. I am the end. I don't know what to do. So, I called the Rav of Chabad from Guangzhou. He says, what's the problem? Take the visa to Shenzhen, cross the border, and on the other side, take a taxi to Guangzhou. This is China, and this is China. Nobody's going to check. And it's like, you think about it, it's so stupid. You're letting me go to Shenzhen, which means I'm going into China, so what's the problem? Who is going to check where I'm going and why can't I go if I'm already in China to anywhere in China? He told me you have to go back in the same way. Right? The Chinese are tralala. Some policemen can check you and if you come from a different border, you say, you've got here only Shenzhen. Well, why do you come from here? So better off go. Anyway, that's a different story. The thing is, I was thinking to myself, if do it Hashem besimcha, korban todah, say thanking to God, living with God every minute, be happy about it. It's not easy. But you think at the end of the day, if I think back, it was all a big miracle. Because if I would have found out in Israel at the last minute I've got no visa, I wouldn't go on the plane, I would lose the flight. I wouldn't go to the exhibition. If I would find it on Hong Kong, again the same story, I had to stay another day, and then who knows what's going to be. So all those things, going here and going there, they brought me eventually, at the end of the day, to where I wanted to get.
You got there on time.
I got and also another lucky thing is, I especially went on Motzei Shabbos, so on Monday, when the exhibition starts, I can start it on the morning, not coming back after a long flight. So I had the whole day. But to tell you I was happy about it, that I did, I wanted the level of if do it Hashem besimcha, I have to work on it. I have to work on it a lot. It was not easy. And then I was thinking about it, and we can talk a lot of it, but we're finishing our lesson now. But I must tell you another point. I thought, what is the way that I can really increase my belief in God and trust God in a way that I can, you know what, maybe not like dancing from happiness, but inside, at least, no, I'm in good hands. And this is what David HaMelech says, "Kegamul alei imo." So that I feel with God like a baby in the hands of his mother, in the womb of his mother. And he says, think about it. If you really understand, when we took our kids out somewhere, when they were small, or our grandchildren, when they were with us, did they worry about something? No, they were in our hands. When we went as kids with our parents, did we worry about something? No, our parents will take care about all the things. And this is an unbelievable thing. Think about it. This is the way to understand that God is with us like a father. And if he is our father, and he does everything, and he's always with us, so I have to trust God that whatever happens is for the better. And the more I will think about it, and the more I will trust God that He is with me, the more happy I will be. And all the outside things will not affect me as they affect me normally. And you know, somebody told me a story very, I saw it very, very quickly, that he had to go to the grave of his father, Alav HaSholom, in England, in somewhere 80 kilometers from London, whatever, I don't remember the name. And he had to go there. So he took, his daughter wanted to come with him, she was a child. So he took his daughter with, and he got only for 3 days, so he had to really do it. And when he comes there, it's snowing, and the radio, they tell him, you cannot go. It's very dangerous, stay at home. But he had to do it, so he took a car, and he writes that it's snowing, but the snow was soft, so it was okay. He gets to the place, the graveyard is on a mountain, and the whole mountain is covered with snow, so he doesn't know what to do. So somebody told him, I saw half an hour ago a bus going up, so maybe you can do it, drive carefully. He drives, he gets there, it's 1 meter high, snow, he doesn't see the graves, he doesn't know where his father's grave is. So he phones the rabbi, asks him what to do, he says, don't worry, you go to the place, you do what you have, you say to heal him, do what you do, and in your intention for your father, because you're in the place, you don't see the place, but you're in the place. Now, he's doing what he's doing, and he's going down, in the meanwhile, the snow starting to freeze. Now it's not snow only anymore, it's ice. And to drive on ice, very, very dangerous. And the radio tells you, don't go out. But he has to go back. He's got a flight the next day. And eventually, after all this thing, he gets home. And he asks his daughter, which was with him all the time, were you afraid? And you know what his daughter said? Why should I be afraid?
I'm with my father.
I'm with you, my father. And think about it. And this is a big lesson. But, of course, we have to build this. How do we build this? When we go in the way of God. When we feel God all the time. When we think and stop for a minute. Is God with us? God is, of course, with us. He's here with us all the time. And the more we think about it, the more we will be ready also for Chag HaPesach. To reborn from the beginning and start and doing the things in the right way. When we discover our inside and we find that the inside of us is the best thing and that's the most important thing, as we see that the most important sacrifice is a sacrifice that comes on thoughts. The whole idea of Purim is what is inside, not what's in outside. It's to discover God, even if you don't see Him. Be'ezrat Hashem, if we do this, we feel much happier. And we'll be prepared for a lot of things. I wish, of course, everybody not to go to those tests. I hope that all that our tests are going to be much better and nicer and happy anyway.
Shkoyach. All right, if you want to say something.